We've all heard about the studies that say we're living longer, but some recent research shows that's only true for certain people. If you're well off, you are expected to live longer. But if you're poor and a woman, your life expectancy is actually going down in some parts of the country. NPR's Kelly McEvers brings us this story of women from two very different places.
When radio reporters go out to do a story, there's this thing we do to test our microphones. We ask people what they had for breakfast. Turns out, it tells us a lot about their lifestyle.
I usually eat eggs, potatoes, and bacon, and toast.
That's Clotilde Jones, a caregiver with Catholic Charities. She's 58, and she works in the home of Pearlie Thomas, who's 64, and who just got home from her errands.
Hi there.
Pearlie's husband had a stroke a few years back, and now spends most of his time in bed. That's why Clotilde comes to help. Pearlie and Clotilde live in Fresno, California, a struggling inland city where the median income is just over $40,000, unemployment is high, and crime is very high, especially where Pearlie and Clotilde live, on the west side.
How would you describe this neighborhood?
Everybody says because it's the black side that it's the bad side, but it's bad everywhere. You go across town, they do killings.
There is one problem particular to this neighborhood. A recent study found this zip code has one of the lower life expectancies in California at 75 years old and for some people going down. That's compared to 85 in some of California's richest zip codes. It's a trend we're seeing across the U.S. Researchers believe poor people aren't living as long because of obesity, smoking, stress, and lack of access to good health care. Clotilde and Pearlie don't smoke, but Pearlie's husband smokes a lot in the house. Pearlie is active. She has health care, but it's expensive. Her only income is her and her husband's Social Security, and that stresses her out. That and her family history.
I had three sisters, and I'm the only one left, so my baby sister died 4 months back.
Of cancer. Another sister died of cancer, and another after an asthma attack. When economists and policymakers talk about inequality, this is one of the consequences. How much you make and where you live can determine how long you live. Pearlie has sinus trouble and high blood pressure. She says she worries about dying too soon, but most of the time she feels okay.
You're going to have ups and downs no matter what. If you're a Christian, whatever, you're going to have ups and downs in life. So I'm getting used to more downs than up, but I still come up sometimes.
If you leave Pearlie's house and drive north and west over the mountains and toward the coast, in a couple of hours you'll be in the town of Los Gatos, California. But you might as well be on another planet. The town is part of booming Silicon Valley, where crime is low, unemployment is low, the median income is nearly $80,000, and life expectancy is high.
So what's that you're doing there?
I am rolling my feet across the top of this ball so that my knees are getting all juiced up.
A Pilates studio in Los Gatos is where I find Valerie Lozowicki, who's 66, and Gloria Penrose, who's 81. Gloria's on a machine called a reformer doing leg presses.
And how's that feel?
It feels good. Mm-hmm. Get stretched out.
Both women have had knee surgery. Valerie slipped and tore her meniscus. Gloria first tore hers in a skiing accident. So Gloria does Pilates twice a week.
Well, my husband wanted me to get going, and I'd had these knee injuries, and I really wasn't working out like I always have.
Both Gloria and Valerie's husbands exercise, too. Gloria says she's always moving.
Taking care of the dirty dogs, and I still cook dinner every night. Valerie knows that because I complain about it. And I'm in a book club and do fun things with the neighbors.
If you look at a map of the U.S., this is the reality. Women from wealthier, whiter areas like Gloria and Valerie are living longer with better access to health care, less stress, and healthier lifestyles, while women from struggling, often non-white areas like Pearlie and Clotilde are dying sooner. Valerie says she and Gloria are determined to make the most of their good fortune.
And I think we're doing pretty good. Gloria's my role model.
And she's much better on the reformer than I am.
Policymakers say this growing disparity between women like Gloria and Valerie and women like Clotilde and Perlie raises all kinds of questions. Should we raise the Social Security age if some people aren't living longer? Will the Affordable Care Act help? What about increasing minimum wage? One thing researchers can agree on, the trend is not slowing anytime soon. The life expectancy gap between rich and poor is only getting wider. Oh, and when I asked the Los Gatos women what they have for breakfast, for Valerie, it's a cup of tea, a bowl of cereal, fresh fruit, and sometimes an egg. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.